Congrats, Coach. Punch your ticket for another state tournament. You knew going into this one it was going to be a bear of a district, some really, really good teams. Bennington kind of ran away from everybody else. It was a battle for the second and third spots. And tell us, so it was kind of a nail-biter of a day kind of throughout, wasn't it?
Yeah, like you said, Bennington kind of ran away with it, but it was a nail-biter for that second and third spot of the district tournament. And, well, I tell you what, it was a fun and exciting day, to say the least. I'm glad we were able to punch our ticket. But, you know, nowadays with the Golf Genius and the live scoring and different things like that, there's no real secrets, I guess you would say, on the golf course, as far as you know, hole by hole, how kids are doing. And talk about the swings of the scoring throughout the day. And it was an exciting day, to say the least, Rich. And going into the 18th hole, we were actually tied with Omaha Scutt and Trenton Riley, our number one player. Our anchor had one hole to play, and it was him and a Scutt kid battling it out as we were tied. And Trenton ended up birdie in the last hole, and the Scutt kid parted, and we punched our ticket to state by one shot. So it was a very exciting day, to say the least.
Almost kind of a Ryder Cup type of celebration right there on the course, watching that final hole, wasn't it?
Oh, I tell you what, I couldn't feel my body, Rich, as far as but my hands, my feet, everything was numb. And everybody knew other than Trenton, I would tell you that. He asked me going up the 18th hole where we're setting. I said, let's not worry about that. Let's worry about making this par. And everybody standing around the green, there was probably 40, 50 people around the green, knew the significance of the hole, knew the significance of the situation. Parents, players, everybody were standing there. And I tell you what, for him to go out there and stripe a drive right down the middle and throw one in there to about 4 feet, and then just hit it right in the back of the cup. It's definitely going to be a memory that I remember of Trenton, and I remember probably for the rest of my life. It was definitely a special moment, for sure.
I know I texted you early. I thought, are you going to have the meet? Because I thought maybe that area might get swamped and hit by rain, but it kind of stayed away for the most part, didn't it?
Yeah, the weather was great. You know, the night before, Rich, we were actually in a tornado warning at the Holiday Inn, and the sirens were going, and they had some rain the night before. But I tell you what, the course soaked it in pretty good. They've had so much rain up there, it's just soaked it in like a sponge, and it was a good day. You know, towards the end, it started to mist on us a little bit. The wind picked up a little bit more, and that's why you saw some of the doubles and the triples down the stretch. It just got a little bit tougher, and, you know, honestly, with the district and everything on the line, the nerves were running, and that's caused some scores to be a little bit higher. But the weather held out for us. You know, Cruz McCarty going in there and shooting 5 over par and just playing really solid for us. I tell you what, Trenton and Cruz, for those guys to medal in the top 10 with that type of field, that's just awesome. And then we had supporting cast from Wyatt Asher and Tripp. And so it was a good day, and kind of unexpected, I guess you'd say, for the fact that, you know, we were the fourth team going into it, but for Elkhorn to pull it out too, I mean, they were even behind us. So, you know, Omaha Scutt, Columbus Lakeview definitely helped us out a little bit, but we're definitely going to take it as we go.
Bennington must be the real deal this year, aren't they?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, that just from top to bottom, and even talking to their coach, they have eight guys that can absolutely play. So their inner squad competition is at an all-time high. They just don't have a whole lot of weaknesses to their game. You know, there's not a whole lot of difference between their number one and a number five golfer. You know, they just are extremely accurate off the tee. They hit a ton of fairways, they hit a ton of greens, and then they can execute around the greens. You know, they can two putt, they can get up and down. It's just solid golf. That's all I can say, Rich. They're probably one of the most complete teams that I've seen, if not the most complete team I've seen. You know, their five golfer is just as good as their number one golfer, and it's fun to watch them on the course. And we were paired up with them. We were paired up with, you know, Bennington, Omaha Scutt, Columbus Lakeview. So our guys knew kind of like where we were setting during the tournament, whether they're looking at the live scoring or whatever it was, but our guys definitely stepped up to the challenge and competed really, really well.
There's one more district as we speak right now. One more district to be played out west at Hillside there at Sydney with the West, some of the Western, Scotts Bluff, Sydney, et cetera. But any other, the other districts, looking at them on the way home and finding out who got in, who didn't, anything surprise you?
Not really. You know, the North is Elkhorn North, and then Gretna, York, just kind of the typical teams. I would say that our district was probably the surprise for the fact that probably no one expected Elkhorn and McCook to make it to state. They were probably thinking maybe it was a Columbus, Lakeview, Omaha, Scutt, along with Bennington. Don't forget about Bennington, of course. But, you know, I don't think there was a whole lot of surprises out of those other two districts, whether it was the B2 or the B4 district. It was the top three teams out of there. You know, York will be up there again. That was a huge advantage for them to host, but they're going to be at state again. And so Crete is a team that hasn't qualified in the past, and so it's going to be fun to see Crete. You know, they have a nice young team sprinkled in with some veterans, so that's going to be a little bit of a newer team up there. But no real surprises. You know, it's going to be interesting today. You know, just texting Brock Ehler, and they're going to have a tough district. Don't get me wrong, with Pius up there at Hillside and Omaha Gross and some other schools. So Scotts Bluff's going to have to go to work today to qualify as well.
Well, I take it you got a couple of days of work on some things here at home, and then you'll get some practice rounds in out on Scotts Bluff sometime before you play for real next week.
Yeah, and so we'll have Memorial Day next week. You know, we're going to get some good practice time in. We just got to get more of a complete score in there. You know, we got to get Wyatt Benish down there. We got to get Tripp Riley, took a big number yesterday. So we got to eliminate those things come state time. And Asher Wilson took a couple numbers that he wish he wouldn't have. But, if we can get some four scores sub 80, which I know we can do, we're going to be a little bit more competitive as far as closing that gap between us and Bennington. And so it's going to be back to work today. We'll have a little bit shorter practice today, but, let's be back to work. And then after Memorial Day, we're going to go down and see Scotts Bluff at least one time. And then just before you know it's going to be state meet next Wednesday, Thursday, Rich.